Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. Yesterday, a good friend of mine shared on Facebook what Maya Angelou, one of America's greatest poets, has on her desk. And on her desk is a Bible, a dictionary, a deck of cards, and a bottle of sherry. I was at a dead end as far as having an idea for this particular podcast. And then, out of the blue, a friend pokes me with what Maya Angelou had on her desk. I am certain that Maya Angelou had many dead ends in her life. Maybe just an idea for a new poem, or maybe she only got halfway through writing one and then all of a sudden, boom, dead end. Can't go anywhere with this. We've all experienced dead ends of one kind or another. And Maya Angelou writes so beautifully and so powerfully about the human drama, the human condition. And the Bible on her desk is full of stories about the human and divine condition, about the human and divine drama that is taking place all around us. She is able to put it into words, into poetry, capturing the power of the human and divine drama in ways that no one else seems to be able to. And she has a dictionary. And a dictionary is full of words. And a word can heal and it can destroy. The power of words is incredible. And just one word can unleash a flood of emotions and possibilities. And then there is the deck of cards. Well, sometimes you just have to stand back from something. You just have to take a break from the routine of daily life and do something, well, mindless or something that's just plain fun to get our minds in a totally different direction. And last of all, there's the bottle of sherry. And for me, that symbolizes knowing when to just stop for the day, just to put your feet up, perhaps with a good friend, and share a drink or a meal. But again, we share in those things because they nourish us. They unleash all kinds of emotions within us, and they unleash the creative possibilities that are sometimes locked down tight and feel like dead ends. But all of a sudden, they begin to open up. Matthew, in today's gospel, the tax collector, is in a real dead-end job. It's not a job he particularly likes because nobody likes him. After all, he's collecting taxes for the Roman Empire, and nobody's going to like someone who does that. And so I'm sure that Matthew felt very stuck, very dead-endish, if you will. And then, out of the blue, Jesus appears, and he simply says, "Follow me." And Matthew just drops everything. So I don't think he really liked his job much at all. He just drops everything and begins to follow Jesus. And in that moment, new life begins to flow into Matthew's life. And a bit later on in the story, in today's gospel, Jesus is seated with Matthew and other tax collectors and people that are regarded as sinners and outcasts. All the people that no one else really liked very much at all were gathered at table around Jesus. The Pharisees thought this whole scene was rather disgusting and something that Jesus should not be a part of. And yet, Jesus and Matthew discover something in that dinner, something that no one outside the dinner could possibly imagine. They discovered that real life, real healing, real companionship, real friendship is available to all, including Matthew. He felt, maybe for the first time in his life, that he really counted and he was a part of something that was truly life-giving. And what was true for them at that table that evening is true for us. And it's true for anyone who knows that they are in need of healing, who know that they are at a dead end and new possibilities must be looked for. And so keep watch for the invitation to come and be a part of a life that's larger than just your own, a life that involves infinite possibilities.